Hello. My name is Margie Levine Young. I haven't been up here in a while. I'm here to introduce the offering. And as you know, we always share the plate between CVUS and another worthy.
Ian, come on in and we'll show what's happening. Yeah.
Reason. And I wanted to let you know about the Share the Plate donee for this month. My daughter Meg, who many of you know, grew up in this church. She's now 27. This spring, Meg and her roommate, Anna Tracht, volunteered to house a Honduran asylum seeker who was held in ICE custody. Santana and her then 10-year-old daughter, Genesis, arrived in Boston in May and have been living in Meg and Anna's apartment in Portland, Maine, ever since. Some of you met Santana and Genesis at the Stonewood Farm picnic at the end of the summer, although since they speak no English, not that many of you got a chance to talk to them. We are so proud of Meg and Anna that they decided to do this. And frankly, we credit Meg's growing up as a UU with the decision to help where they could help. They can't help the whole political situation, but they can help this one family. So ICE has determined that Santana and Genesis have a credible fear of gang violence after they received multiple death threats from MS-13, the gang that controls the part of Honduras that they are from. Credible enough that they were released into the United States. The next step is for them to file a formal asylum claim. Meg and Jordan have found an immigration lawyer to file their formal asylum claim, but no pro bono lawyers are available. There was a big group of asylum seekers working their way through Mexico, and I think they're kind of all taken. There is a lawyer now working on their case, both an asylum claim, and at that point, she will be able to get a provisional work permit because she is desperate to work. She does not want to be taking charity. But in the meantime, CVUS very generously has decided to share today's plate and the plate for all of October with the legal fund that will allow Santana Genesis to apply for asylum. So I'd like to thank you very much for your generosity.